There are some things that are simply incredible and leave one absolutely speechless. This is one of them. I knew John Fitzgerald Kennedy as a representative, as a senator, and as a president for 14 years or more. And my last visit with him was on Tuesday morning of this week. I went early to present him with a turkey from the Turkey Growers Association. He was so amiable, so affable, so agreeable, and he looked in the very pink of condition, notwithstanding a rather rugged tour in the state of Florida. The thing that stuck in my mind most when suddenly he shouted to a lot of school children and to those managing this live turkey, don't take the turkey away until the children have had a chance to come up and see it. We visited about many things, politics, bills pending in Congress, the future, 1964, and everything that one can encompass within a half hour visit. And suddenly comes this mortal blow that strikes him cold in death. I say it's an incredible thing. And my heart goes out to the family. And I'm a little bewildered by this turn of events, as I know the nation and the whole wide world will be. So first, my sincere sympathy to the entire Kennedy family. And in the language of the chaplain, as we had a prayer, in the hope that transfusion might infuse recovery, that the nation still stands and the nation will live.
Senator Mansfield.
The passing of John Fitzgerald Kennedy is not only a tragedy for the nation which he so ably represented, but is, I think, also a mark upon the respectability and the responsibility of some of our citizens. This good, this decent, this kindly man, this harassed man who had so much on his shoulders and received from some people so little in the way of support in return, this man has now gone to his reward. And I will miss him as a personal friend. The nation will miss him as a great president. And the world will miss him as a great leader. One of the fondest memories I can recall is the cooperation and the support which the distinguished senator from Illinois, Mr. Dirksen, the minority leader of the Senate, gave to the President of the United States, a Democrat, time and time again when the interests of the nation were at stake. And I know how grateful he was to you for the many contributions you made, and I'm just as grateful, and the nation is too. Words are useless to express one's true feelings at a moment like this.
Mike, a person's perplexity is just too great in a tragic moment like this.
Well, there you heard comment from Senator Everett Dirksen, the Republican minority leader in the United States Senate, and from Senator Mike Mansfield, the Democrat from Montana, the majority leader of the United States Senate.
And reaction begins to pour in from all over the world.
Word of the assassination of the president has hit like a bombshell here. Radio and television stations interrupted their programs to bring the first report from Texas and continue to interrupt to bring the latest on the president's condition until finally word of the president's death came. That was followed by a blank out on television screens and solemn music. Immediate reaction here is shock, and in some cases, pure disbelief. The president is considered a pace-setter in pumping youth and imagination into the higher councils of the West. It was known he has bitter political enemies in the States, but few here believed an assassination attempt was possible. This is Norman Gelb reporting from London.
And reaction from evangelist Billy Graham.
This is the most tragic day in American history since Lincoln was shot 98 years ago. The president was to be in Texas, and I was down there about 2 weeks ago, And Governor John Conley came to my hotel room in Houston and confided in me that he was troubled and concerned about the forthcoming trip of President Kennedy to Texas. Last week, I had such a strong premonition that the president should not go to Texas at this time that I tried unsuccessfully to reach him through Senator George Smathers of Florida. Senator Smathers wired me and said the president would get in touch with me in about 2 weeks. Of course, I gave up the idea of trying to reach the president because I thought it was rather ridiculous. But I had sensed something of strong feelings in Texas, and I did not think he ought to be riding in an open car down through the streets of the cities of Texas. And, of course, every American should be praying for the country now, because America needs God's help more now than at any other time, perhaps in recent history. And certainly we ought to be praying for President Johnson as he undertakes these awesome responsibilities.
And Mutual's Bill Costello gives this report from on the scene in Dallas.
The press corps, who accompanies the president as well as the rest of the world, was tremendously shocked today when the news flashed that President Kennedy had been fired at by an assassin. A few minutes ago, Presidential Press Secretary, Assistant Press Secretary Malcolm Kilduff, made the formal announcement. He said President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time today here in Dallas. He died of a gunshot wound in the brain. At that time, Mr. Kilduff had no other details about the circumstances under which the assassination took place. The president was riding in a motorcade from the central part of Dallas to the trademark, where he was to address a gala luncheon of the Dallas Citizens Council, when the shots rang out. Mr. Kilduff said the president was shot only once, directly through the head. He died approximately 30 minutes after the shot was fired. During this same fusillade, the governor of Texas, John Connally, was also shot. His administrative assistant, William Stinson, told a news conference a few minutes ago that the president had suffered a chest wound in the right chest. The shot went apparently through the entire body. The governor also suffered a fracture of the right radius of the arm, that is, the small bone in the right wrist. Mr. Stinson said that the doctors on examination found that Governor Connally's pulse was normal, that his blood pressure was good, that his color was good. X-rays had been taken and were being studied, and at the time he made the announcement, approximately 20 minutes ago, the surgeons were preparing to operate. They felt that the operation would require approximately 2 hours. Mr. Stinson said the governor's condition seemed satisfactory. I might add that in relation to the president did not regain consciousness after the fatal shot was fired. A few minutes ago, it was announced that Vice President Lyndon Johnson, who was in the hospital at the time of the president's death, has left the hospital at approximately 1:30 Dallas time, and on an unannounced travel plan. Mr. Kilduff said no details about the vice president's travel plans would be made public. It is believed, however, here that he is returning to Washington. The cabinet members who were in the Pacific on their way to Tokyo for a meeting with Japanese cabinet members have been recalled to Washington. Mr. Kilduff said that Mrs. Kennedy also plans to return to Washington, and although he could not indicate a time for the trip, the indications are that it would be perhaps this afternoon or evening. No announcement as to the president, the funeral plans for President Kennedy have been made, but the inference which is being drawn here at the moment is that the funeral will probably take place in Washington, and that the body will be flown back to Washington by government aircraft, perhaps today, later. When Mr. Kilduff was asked about Mrs. Kennedy's condition, he gave a pained grimace and shrugged his shoulders as if to say, well, what do you think her condition would be? That brings us up to date. There are plans for another press conference very shortly, and I hope to be able to bring this up to date within the next hour or so.
From Omar Anderson, this report on reaction in Bonn.
Like millions of other West Germans, I got the news of President Kennedy's assassination tonight off of the German television on their 8 o'clock news program, German Time. At first, the report merely said the president had been struck in the head and that he had survived the assassination attempt. The programs on television were suspended while they waited for additional news. The regular news program ended without definite word of the president's death. However, 5 minutes after the end of the news, at 20 minutes after 8 Germany time, the news was flashed that the president had died. American troops received the news through the Armed Forces Radio Service, broadcast direct from the United States. This is Omar Anderson, Mutual News, Bonn.
And reports continue to filter in to Mutual News. From Ken French, stationed at the White House. From Bill Carroll in Dallas. From George Hamilton Combs at the UN. And from Mutual News, Jay Elson, also in Dallas.
The flag at the White House is at half staff. A large crowd has gathered outside at the familiar West Gate, across Pennsylvania Avenue in Lafayette Park, a crowd that is constantly growing. There are men and women both openly weeping as they ponder the tragic event which caused the lowering of the White House flag, the death by an assassin's bullet of John F. Kennedy. At the moment when the word of the fatal shooting was received, this reporter was on Capitol Hill. There, the atmosphere was one of shocked disbelief. Here, at the White House, pretty much the same general attitude. I just can't believe it. But the grim fact remains, President Kennedy is, or shortly will be, on his way back to the White House, felled by the gun of someone who must surely be mad. The White House is a somber, contemplative location at this moment. Ken French, Mutual News, the White House.
Dallas police have at least 3 suspects under arrest at this time in the assassination of President Kennedy. It's not known how good the suspects are. It is known that one of them was arrested almost immediately after the shooting in the neighborhood of the shooting. It's believed at this time that at least 2 assassins were involved in the shooting of the president, one from a warehouse, another from a grassy knoll near the intersection where the president was shot down. A Dallas policeman was shot and killed in another section of town within the hour after the president's murder. His assailant has been captured. The assailant of the policeman matched the identity of that broadcast for the president's assassin. However, it's not known if there was any connection. Within 15 minutes after the president's death was announced, an all-points bulletin went out to sheriff's units in this locality to be on the lookout for a green and white automobile. That car was quickly apprehended. It's said to be involved in the assassination. Its involvement not known at this time. So Dallas police, FBI agents, and sheriff's officers have at least 3 suspects under arrest at this time in the assassination of President Kennedy. How good those suspects are is not known. The search continues for anyone who may have been connected with the death. Bill Carroll, WRR, Dallas.
This is George Hamilton Combs at the United Nations. Shock, bewilderment, and horror greeted the announcement of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The news was imparted to the opening session of the General Assembly this afternoon as it convened in plenary session by the President of the Assembly, who announced the news, transfixing the delegates with horror and with incredulity.
A possible suspect in the assassination of President Kennedy has been captured on the northeast side of Fort Worth. His car, a 1957 Ford, was spotted by Tarrant County Sheriff Lon Evans. The suspect is described as being approximately 25 years of age, wearing a red shirt and having dark hair. Unconfirmed rumors from eyewitnesses say that a shotgun was taken from the suspect's car when he was apprehended. This is Jay Elson reporting for Mutual News.
And now you'll hear these reactions from various points around the globe. From French Ambassador to the United States, Mr. Alfond. From Joe Barry reporting on reaction in Europe. From Bill Slayton in Jackson, Mississippi, reading a statement from Governor Ross Barnett in Jackson. From William Evenson at the State Department. From Congressman Charles Halleck. and from some men on the street recorded in Times Square in New York City.
I can say that we are all profoundly shocked by this very sad news that the president has always shown to France very deep friendship, which was expressed when he made this trip to Paris in June 1961. And as far as I'm concerned, he has always been a good and real friend. Therefore, it's for my wife and for myself, it's a great personal loss that we feel like a member of your family and a member of your country.
The extraordinary news of President Kennedy's assassination and death struck Paris at about 9 o'clock this evening. Everyone seemed to call everyone and ask them if they heard the news. We have two boys who go to school in the French school. Every time the phone was free, someone would call and ask them if they had heard the news. It's one of the most shocking things that I've ever experienced in Paris. I was here when President Roosevelt was assassinated. I'm upset myself. When President Roosevelt died, and everyone had the same kind of numbness and shock. And people asked me as an American, who is Mr. Truman? Who is your president? What is he going to do? We don't know anything about him. And people are asking the same question now. When the news came to Paris, it came along with the first announcement that Lyndon Johnson had a heart attack. And again, there was that numbness. And then there was the denial that Johnson had suffered this heart attack.
Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett has sent a telegram to the president's widow expressing sympathy and shock of the president's death. The telegram said, quote, "I am profoundly shocked and deeply distressed at the cowardly act which resulted in the tragic death of President Kennedy. I extend my deepest and most sincere sympathy to you and your children. May God comfort you and sustain you in your great loss." Unquote. The governor ordered the state and national flags lowered to half-mast at the state capitol. An aide said Governor-elect Paul Johnson would have a statement later on the president's death. Bill Slayton, Jackson, Mississippi.
The State Department, like everywhere else, is in a state of shock. The news that President Kennedy is dead has filled everyone with a deep, stunned sorrow. Most offices are, for practical purposes, closed as employees mill about and discuss the tragic event. But the high echelon offices of the department are in close touch with the White House and with Texas. As the word was passed that the body of President Kennedy will be returned to Washington this afternoon, the events of the afternoon became a reality. And now there are few dry eyes. Even the newsroom that generally rings with sounds of busy reporters is somewhat quiet. This sad day is apparent in the red eyes of everyone here. This is William Evenson at the State Department.
Political differences had no part in the personal affection I felt for President Kennedy, an affection I have reason to believe that he felt for me.
What does this mean to you?
Well, I'm very sorry. I'd like to say one thing. I think the fact that Goldwater said that the radical right is no threat in this country shows how much Goldwater knows.
What's this news mean to you?
I just think it's the most awful thing I've ever heard.
Ma'am, what does this news mean to you?
Well, of course, I think an assassination is a tragedy, but I think that we're well on our way now to return to constitutional government.
What's your comment?
I just asked, was it a news agency?
What's your reaction to the news?
It's a horrible thing for America. Very horrible.
What's your feeling?
I've never been so shocked in many, many years. It's the most tragic. This was a very young man, 46 years old, who would have served for us for another 5 years. And he went like this. I really don't know what to say anymore.
Yeah, I blame the American Nazis. Hitler has plenty of friends in America. The John Birch Society is in the
I blame the whites down south. They are responsible for the murder of President Kennedy.
What's your feeling about the news?
martial law should be declared in the South, all over the South, just like Reconstruction days. Because Eastland and all those... All those fellows down in Congress that are against this man, all of them are just as much as guilty as if they'd pulled the trigger. All of them. Wallace, Barnett, and all of them. But they don't do nothing. Martial law. That's the only solution.
Meanwhile, more details poured into the Mutual Studios in Washington. Here is Charles Warren.
There's some later news on the Kennedy assassination coming in from Dallas, Texas. A German-made Mauser rifle has been found on the fifth-floor landing of an office building overlooking Main Street in Dallas. One shell was still in the chamber. Three had been fired. Dallas police had received a tip that a man suspected as the assassin had entered a Texas movie house, a theater. Policeman J.D. Tippett and M.N. McDonald ran into the rear exit in pursuit of this person. An usher told them a man in a brown shirt had entered the darkened movie house just a few moments before. They spotted their quarry. Tippett fired a shot. The suspect returned the fire. Officer Tippett was hit and killed. McDonald rushed at the suspect and yelled, "It's all over now." The two men fought in the seats, police report. McDonald's face was slashed before the man was subdued and seized. And still the news continues to come in here at Mutual News. Here's the latest word from Texas on the assassination of President Kennedy. A 24-year-old man who said 2 years ago he wanted Russian citizenship is being questioned to see whether he had any connection with the assassination of the president. He's been identified as Lee Harvey Oswald of Fort Worth, Texas. He was pulled screaming and yelling from the Texas Theater in the Oak Cliff section of the city of Dallas shortly after a Dallas policeman officer Tibbetts was shot to death. Back in November 1959, it was the same 24-year-old Oswald who told the United States Embassy in Moscow he had applied for Soviet citizenship. He said he'd been a tourist in Russia since October 13, 1959, that same year. Oswald is reported to have a Russian wife. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram confirms that the man being held in Dallas right now is the same Oswald, Lee Harvey Oswald, and said his mother was being taken to Dallas police headquarters to see him. Oswald put up a wild fight in the theater. Moments later, he shot to death a Dallas police officer, and a few moments prior to that, may have shot to death the President of the United States.
The Death of the President of the United States, Part 1. Special thanks for production of this program go to Howard Feldmesser. This is Larry Berger, WRSU News.